Why do we need HAARP? What do you think its real purpose is, Mark?
I think that half of it, as I said before, comes from pure research, the desire to want to know, because we still don't have a complete understanding of what causes the aurora, nor do we have a total understanding of Earth's space weather envelope, which includes the magnetosphere and how we interact with the sun and all these kind of things. And there's immense amounts of energy there that people would like to be able to manipulate and tap. I mean, there may be at some point in the future the ability to draw power from the aurora, and that's been looked at. Some people giggle at it, but considering the amounts of energy that are there, that could be a possibility. And on the military side, there are the immediate applications dealing with long-range communications using high-frequency radio. There is also the ability to use HAARP to modify small areas of the ionosphere and to stimulate it in such a way that it can produce VLF signals. And these are very long, very low frequency. They have very long wavelengths. And we use these very long wavelengths now, broadcast out of aircraft to talk to our ballistic missile submarines and other submerged submarines and craft. But it has the ability to create ELF in the sort of by making an antenna in the ionosphere. And this can also be used to detect stealth aircraft and missiles, perhaps. It can be used to penetrate deeply into the ground, and then by using other sensors, we may be able to determine where underground facilities and voids are underground. And they've also demonstrated that they can use VLF, ELF signals to find mineral bodies in the ground. So it may be used for prospecting as well.
What about some other nefarious reason?
There, you know, if you were able to achieve greater power, and this antenna is able, this antenna system, and if people go to the Coast to Coast website, they will see an image from inside the control room with one of the chief physicists there, and it shows how the cone sort of transmissions that come out from HAARP can go up, and it's not like a laser beam, but it's quite focused. But more focused than other ionospheric heaters, and it could also be steered from 30 degrees to either side in all four, you know, in each dimension to side to side. But what happens is that, you know, if you had greater power, you could probably maybe short out satellites. There could be other things of making lenses and reducing the density of the ionosphere to deny communications capabilities to your enemy. There could possibly be weather modification applications, but the power involved would be many orders greater than what HAARP is capable of. And they use diesel generators there. They've got like 3.6 megawatts of energy going into their transmitters. And then there's a thing called effective radiated power, which deals with the frequency and the gain of the antennas. But if you put all that together, they can put about 7 billion watts of effective radiated power into the ionosphere. But this is still small compared to what is going on with the aurora. And as I've written before, I mean, we used to, you know, send up rockets with hydrogen bombs and blow them off in the ionosphere back in the 50s. So the amounts of power that are being done by HAARP are far smaller than those experiments that we conducted years ago.
Does it hurt people who might be in that area?
As far as I can tell, it doesn't. And, you know, I think a lot of the fears came from multiple reasons. One thing, it's in Alaska, and, you know, Alaska conjures up, you know, this very remote image of in most people's minds, and you have no idea what's going on there, let alone knowing exactly what is going on so far up in the atmosphere and the ionosphere. And then, you know, most people, I would say probably the last thing they probably want to think about is high-energy radio physics, that there are these sort of scary applications. There was the Eastland machine patents. There is Tesla. There are these other things out there. There is a desire by our government to want to produce directed energy weapons and the Star Wars systems. All these kind of things sort of mix in with the initial reaction by the military public affairs people back in the 90s, I think that they didn't think that most people would have any interest in it, so they were not very responsive in the beginning. So that lended to the mystery, that lended towards people coming up with alternate conclusions. But the HAARP people have done much better in recent years. Their public affairs campaign is much better, and they also allow people who live around there into the site once a year for an open house. And from talking with locals and watching everything else, you know, environmental conditions around there, all that, there does not seem to have been any danger to anybody there. The only danger that does exist if you were in probably a small plane or an airplane that was equipped with explosive bolts or ejection seats or ordnance, that the radio energy could possibly light them off. But what they've done, they've connected a radar to the site, so as soon as any aircraft is around there, it immediately stops the transmitter from transmitting.